Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Okay, so I know that Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl is usually posted on Mondays and Thursdays, and typically I would record pre-Monday and Thursday for the podcast for those days, but sometimes I just want to record and post to you guys. I have urges for you, like I just want to record and post for you guys on Tuesday because something happened on Tuesday and I just want you to know about it. Today, a friend of mine helped me to actually yesterday, but I saw the message this morning, to collect my veil from a tyrant. Today's podcast is story time. I think I will be doing this for like Thursdays. It's also rants and bans. It's like rants. So, yeah. Story time, please. There's this woman on social media, on Instagram, called Zamora Vales. This whole page should be cancelled. I'm sorry, never. Except you want to cry, you have a patience of heavens. Maybe you buy a veil in January and you want to collect in December when you go to Abuja yourself. People should run away. Do not, I repeat, do not buy anything from this woman because she's just seeing the unprofessionalism, the rudeness. She just make you to turn on your own. So let me just say what happened. Sometime in March, I clearly remember March because I was trying to pay for my bar practicing fees around that time. It was the last day of March. I usually don't buy veils. I've never bought veils online. And this woman has really scared me from Instagram vendors. So, voila for now. Because I don't buy anything from your hand again. Because this woman has shown me that some of you people are just... And I am an Instagram vendor myself. You know, I sell abayas. If you check out my abaya page on Instagram, the abaya rack. I actually am a vendor myself. So, why a fellow vendor will be acting a fool? I don't just understand. So sometime in March, and like I said, I've never got a veil from this woman before. But sometime in March, my sister was like, oh, she saw this veil and this veil page, and they were doing like really good deals and whatnot. And I wanted to buy several veils actually. Although I already had veils, I had already bought veils from a friend of mine like the year before. And I got enough, like usually the colors I wear and whatnot, so I didn't really need it to buy another one. But I was like, okay, it has been a while, I might as well change my veils. If her veils are good as she says, and quite affordable, I would buy more, but let's test run her. So I was like, I'm going to get one. My sister was like, she's going to get one. So we decided to buy veil from this unfortunate person. That's how we sent her money in March. I will send her delivery fee and everything that she's going to send veil to Kaduna. She's in Abuja at the time. Those of you who remember, at the time, like, delivery was very cheap. We're going to pick it up. Literally the money was just for her to put it in the car that is coming to Kaduna. Would go and pick it up and pay whatever we need to pay in Kaduna, because that's how it is. If you send things from Abuja or like Kano or anywhere else, what happens is you pay or they pay, whatever the plan is. But then when the thing comes to Kaduna, they call you and ask you like, okay, where do you want to pick up? Because they have several like locations where you can pick up. You pick the one that's closer to your place, you go there and pay for Kuding Ajia, which basically translates to holding fee, which is really cheap. It's like 200 naira. It's like 20 cents. It's even up to 20 cents. Maybe 5 pence or something like that. So the money is like really small. You just go and pick it up if they have paid. So the 1,000 naira, she would have paid it in Abuja. So we go and pick it up and pay whatever holding fee we need to pay here. Very simple. And she was doing it sales. So I was like, okay, let's just try how. You know, you can never know. Maybe she can be a good person. Let's try. I'm so happy because I had the intention of buying several bills, but I was like, this woman, let's just try her, you know. So I never checked the Instagram page. My sister handled other parts. I was busy. I didn't have time to do that. So my sister handled other parts. I paid for the veil. I sent her the screenshots of the payment. My sister sent it to her. She was like, okay, no problem, you get your veil soon. Okay, tell me why March became April. My sister had initially been conversing with this woman several times, like trying to get her, like, okay, so half her veil. She, at the point she was replying, then she just stopped replying her. I even think that she blocked my sister because it was becoming, you know, when somebody's frustrating you on top how much, on top view, like, it's ridiculous. So she stopped picking, she stopped replying to my sister. And initially she was very polite and whatnot, and then she stopped replying to my sister completely. We left her. I traveled sometime in April, May. I was in Kwara State. If you remember, we had some podcasts there. I was in Kwara State, and so I just told my sister that she should leave it. I even asked a friend of mine if she could help me pick it up. She helped me pick it up in her shop or in her house. I don't know. But she couldn't pick it up. No problem. Everybody I tell about the story, they're always like, what kind of vendor actually? So that's how we left her. April, May, June. I just didn't have time. You know, sometimes I just didn't have time to deal with her. And luckily, we just got like 2 bills. So it's not as if like the money was catastrophic that I'm going to like go out of my way or whatnot. And I was impressed for the villa at the time. So sometime in July, I just lost it. I was just upset. You know what? I was like, okay, so now I have less things to do. I'm quite free myself. I will have time to like deal with some things. So I messaged her myself and I introduced myself. I was like, oh yeah, so me and my sister got bills from you sometime in March. And this is our receipt payments, what do you call it? The screenshots from the payments transaction. We want this bill and this bill, and you never delivered the bill. And please, like, okay, now I'm ready to collect my bill. Like, how far? She was talking to me. She's the main person is actually very, very polite. Actually, she's actually very polite. She's just rude in the way she does her moves. She was actually very polite. She was like, okay, so yes, the veil is this. She'll get somebody to talk to me. Why are you getting someone to talk to me? You don't have the page. You're the one that they bought veil from, and you're the one that owns your shop. If you have an angry customer that is trying to get veil, it's just 2 veils. Tell me what you have. I pick a color, and tomorrow you give your sales girl instruction. She kept telling me, oh, no problem. I guess I want to talk to you tomorrow. Why are you getting someone to talk to me tomorrow? I don't understand. Why are you getting someone to talk to me tomorrow? Even right now, what she could have done was pause the conversation. Since it wasn't even phone call, she could have paused the conversation, then called her sales girl if she wasn't in the shop and be like, so what color veils are available? Like, you sort out things. I am a vendor myself. I don't do business like this. You know, while I don't believe that customers are always right, because some of customers, they don't be having sense. But at the end of the day, my utmost, like for me as a vendor, what is the most important thing to me is my customer satisfaction. For a customer to come to me and be like, oh, I really love the abayas I got, I love the color, well, everything was perfect, that's what jomiloju, that's what is more very important to me compared to like money is good and whatnot, but I just want to see that satisfaction. So the way I do my things is different, and I have, as a vendor and as a customer, I have had the privilege of meeting several vendors who were so nice and polite and just like very warm and fuzzy, you know. And I believe that disputes are not something that would not happen in life. They would definitely happen in life at some point. I myself has had several business disputes. But it's in the way that you try to resolve those problems that distinguishes you from other people that don't have sense, honestly speaking. So she was like, okay, every single time I try to converse with her, she'd be like, okay, no problem, I get someone to talk to you. And nobody will call me. Finally, one day they call me. Excuse me, am I waiting for your call? Am I going to hold the phone in my hand and be like, oh, I'm waiting for you, I will not live my life. I am a lawyer. I have to go to court. I have to go to work. And forget, even if I wasn't a lawyer, you think I'm just jobless and waiting for your stupid call? I have life to live. One day this man called me. I wasn't able to pick up. I think I was in court or something. And so I texted the person that called me. I don't know. She said somebody was going to call me. They actually called, but I was in court. And I texted and I was like, okay, so when I leave this place, I'm going to give you a call. I leave and I call the number and she picks up and she's telling me the colors I ordered are not available. So I asked what is available. And because it's myself and my sister, I picked my color. I could have picked for her, but I was like, you know what? Can I give you a call back? Let me confirm from my sister what she wants. I called my sister. I think during that time was her exam or something. She couldn't pick, you know? So I just left it. And I was like, later in the evening, we got to talking. She told me the color she wanted. I texted the Zamora woman. And she was telling me, oh, can you, like, get a sales girl? Why do you have to get a sales girl? Somebody called me and I literally picked a color. I'm just telling you the second color. Why do you have to get a sales girl? It doesn't scream efficiency. You could have picked, listen to what I have to tell you. Okay, blue, no problem, blue and gray. Then you instruct your girl, and then they send my veil. Like, what the hell? She was like, she's going to get someone to call me. That's how nobody called me. I mean, so I'm busy. Clearly, I have job. I have things to do. So, or they'll call me. Oh, actually, nobody actually called me. Sakrula, nobody called me. And I remember one day in the office, around that kind of three. And me, I was still very polite. I feel like me, but my sister used to say something about me that I'm too polite. But the thing is, I have to be polite because when I switch up, it's another person. It's a beast. You'll be confused. You'll be so confused that, oh my God, is this the person? I don't see reason and I don't see anything. I don't see your colors. I will just bite you. So I actually don't call her past five because I just assumed, okay, like at least she'll be at work and whatnot. I don't want to disturb her. It's calm. It's just veil, you know. So I actually gave her those little, like, I don't disturb her, whatnot. So the second day at work, before closing, I called this woman and I'm like, okay, so you are waiting. I know she didn't pick my call. I don't know. I'm not sure. Wait. I think the first time she picked, and then the call cut, or she cut the call and she didn't pick my call again. And I go back to the Zamora and I'm telling her, okay, so this is what happened. What's your problem? You said you'd get someone to call me. You never did. I tried to, you know, sort the issue myself. You people picked up and then called the call. At this point, I just want a refund. Just send me my money because, no, I can't be following for bills since March. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And she's like, okay, no problem. I'll process your refund. You get a refund in the second day or third day. I was like, okay, good. Good reasons. Third day came, nothing. I texted this woman. She was like, okay, no problem, tomorrow. Tomorrow came, nothing. I texted her again. This woman, do you know that she didn't reply me again? She never replied me again. And then, coincidentally, like when I had enough that night, I posted about her on my Instagram page and on my Instagram story, and a lot of people actually got back to me, which really surprised me because a lot of people had bad things to say about her. Nobody had any good things to say about her. The only person that didn't say, point out bad things about her, told me how, like, she was about to order several veils, and she went into the comment section and she saw that people were, like, bashing her and asking for their veils, like, they sell veils since January of last year. And I was like, oh, do you know, we never checked. I didn't personally deal with her, my sister did, but we never checked. We never thought that she would have no sense like that. So I go to her page and I go to her comment section, and people are really bashing her. And the thing is, this woman keeps running sales. She keeps taking the order. That same day that I was complaining, one person reached out to me saying that same day they placed an order and it was accepted. She sent money. I'm tired. Oh no, this man stressed the living daylight out of me. I had to beg that my friend to... She's actually a colleague and she's a very sweet soul. Honestly, I'm so grateful to Zara. Her name is Zara. I'm so grateful to her, please. So I had to beg her. I'm like, see, this woman for take me for idiot. She really take me for idiot. So, and the thing is, because, like, especially if you're not in Abuja, sorry for that. Especially if you're not in Abuja or something. She's thinking because I'm in Kaduna, I cannot pull up. Abuja is not far. It's just my backyard here. Don't play with me. So, and the thing is, a lot of people kept messaging me, talking about, oh, how somebody was like, oh, how she had to use boys to pick her up. Like the past year or something, the girl views were like 60k from her and she didn't deliver, and she kept whining them, and then she now did the silent treatment and they had to use soldiers to pick up. Can you imagine how she, this woman, runs her business? A lot of people messaged me regarding this woman. So I had to beg that my friend, because she also told me that, okay, she actually placed an order that day. I was like, she don't have sense. So I don't know, have you sent money? I hope you have not sent money, because she don't have really have sense like that. At the end of the day, we went back and forth, and turns out that even her had gotten a veil from her at some point, and she had to para for her before she finally released the clutches. Her clutches got released from the veil. Imagine you, everybody knowing you that, okay, you, this is what you do, and they have to go to your house to para for you. These are people that... So anyways, I had to beg her, and finally yesterday she told me that, oh, she was able to collect my veil. I don't give a shit what color it is. I do not care, as far as it's not black, shall, because no matter what, I don't want a black veil. I mean, in my profession, I wear that a lot. As far, I don't care what color it is, it can be rainbow, I will collect it. And I just feel so relieved that I can close the chapter of this woman from my life. I'm sorry, but like, if you people want to buy anything from this woman, don't. I will personally, from my personal experience, I do not advise you to do that. I advise you to stay away from her, because no, she's not, except you, maybe if you're in Abuja and you can actually walk into the shop. Because to be fair, I don't know the quality of her veils. I never got veils from her, but she does sales, you know. So if you want to buy a lot of veils and you have your money, maybe walk into the shop and buy it. But online, living in somewhere like Asaba, no, baby girl, don't do it, because you're not going to get a veil ever. you probably will never get your bill. And she used to want to give you silent treatment. What pisses me off more than anything is even that silent treatment. Because there's nothing, like, I believe that I'm very patient and I'm a very understanding person. I know that life is like higgy haga. Everybody's just trying to survive. People have things that is going on for them. And you can't really assume that everybody is just in a peachy place, regardless. That's my own personal belief. So I totally get if she's like swamped with work or swamped with, you know, life, and she needs to take a break and all these things. Me, I don't have a problem with that personally. I'm the kind of person, I don't have a problem with that. I would feel better if you tell me, oh, hello, sorry. Yes, actually, this is what happened. Yeah, you got your bill. I can confirm that you got your bill. You paid in March. But for something, reason or another, I might not be able to give you the bill right now. Can I give you the bill in August? Since I messaged her in July, can I give the bill in August? Because maybe something happened to me or my life is doing higgy haga. I cannot be able to, you know. But I promise that by 1st of August, you give it. Like me, I don't have a problem with that. Even if she had said in December, I get this bill, I move on with my life. I don't have a problem with that. What pissed me off is the silent treatment, because you're just rude. Your audacity is really smelling at that point. It's like, wow, you're silent because you believe I can't do shit to you. I can't pull up to your shop. Are you serious? Abuja is just here. I don't know why people just run their business recklessly and just ridiculously, honestly. So that's what this story time that's what this story time is about. People should just stay clear. I think I've mentioned her name in this I mentioned her name already in the podcast, but if you're not here, you can DM me. I'll tell you all the information you need to know. Stay away from this person, honestly. I feel like for your peace of mind, stay away from her. Except maybe you're in Abuja and you walk into the shop and they are running their sales and they have bills, then you can pick it up. But I believe that what she's doing is, maybe I might be wrong, but she's using people's money to do capital and then buy bill in bulk. Why do you need to do that? I also do dropshipping, and you don't have to do that actually, especially in Nigeria, northern parts of Nigeria, where you can get things from Kano and whatnot. If somebody sends you money, use their money to buy their bill for them, move your profit and send them their bill. Is that serious? Is that simple? You don't have to collect everybody's money and buy bill in bulk to now start giving people bill where you wish. Talking about, oh, my shipments have hack. How will your shipments not hack? Anyways, please, as you can tell, I'm just a bit pissed. But yeah, we move. Today's story time, honestly, I feel like it's so pressing that I feel the need to post it right now. But today is Sunday, today is Saturday, and it's already 8:29 a.m. and I haven't recorded this Saturday's installment of Ben Okri's Famish Road, so I'm about to do that. I swear, when I'm reading that book, sometimes I feel like recently when I've been reading that book, laughter have been crawling. The book is getting some hilarious parts, just so hilarious. Do you remember the time where the politicians brought milk? Oh, I was dying. I was dying of laughter. And I don't know if you won't call it professional, I guess, but I don't feel the need, except I burst into laughter, in which case I usually like edit that part and take like run it again. But if I don't burst into laughter and I just like, you can hear the smile in my voice or the laughter in my voice without me actually like giggling, I don't feel the need to be edited. I feel like it's just how we roll here. It's just our raw content, you know. We laugh and kiki about things like that. So yeah, I'm about to record part 6 of book 2 of Ben Okri's Famish Road right now. I really should be doing that pre-recorded. I used to do that pre-recorded, but now it's like, last time too, I had to record on the day, like hours to the time. Oh my days. So I'm going to do that right now. And I'm going to try. Okay, I'm getting a bit excited. So I'm posting this installment of Thursday's Rant and Bands on Thursday this week. Then next week, Thursday, I take a break. It's supposed to be once in 2 weeks anyways. And I'll give you guys story time and whatnot. Next Thursday, I think I'm going to just talk to you guys about, let me not tell you yet in case I change my mind. So I'm gonna leave you guys on this note. Shopping from Instagram vendors. Now, as a vendor, I understand why, like, in my lifetime of being an Instagram vendor myself, I've encountered some customers that will be like, can I pay on delivery, can I this and that. And I used to believe that, you know, these people are not serious. Do you think I run my business like that? But now I can totally see how, you know, maybe because of their misguided by people like this, they feel skeptical, especially when you're buying bills worth 100 and something thousand from me, or you're buying bills worth like 50k. Even if it's one bill, guys, it's not easy to work for your money. So But all in all, be very careful. Go to the Instagram page of your vendor that you want to buy from. Check their comment section. If you see somebody, you can just DM somebody. If you see, always comment and be like, sorry, this person and that person. Oh, this woman tried to lie. Used a fake name and made a fake review. Talking about, oh, I received my view. Please, I beg. So, yeah. Let me leave you guys by start ranting about the anger that I'm still feeling my core. But, yeah. Have a fun time. Have a nice weekend ahead. And let's... You will hear from me. When next you hear from me, bye.